Welcome to Lessons from Leaders, Conversations with Direct Sales Experts. I'm Beth Jones Shaw, founder and president of Spirit of Success Incorporated. Our goal at Spirit of Success is to provide you with fresh, relevant topics, training, and coaching to support your direct sales career. Today, I am so pleased to have three top direct sales leaders with me to share their experiences and expertise on our topic, the attitude of gratitude in your direct sales business. We in the direct sales business have the very unique privilege to have direct contact with our hosts and customers, and most often right in their homes. So with that unique privilege comes the unique opportunity to show gratitude to our customers in special ways. Gratitude truly does begin with your attitude, one that appreciates the blessings of getting to serve others and then wanting to express that. Gratitude is seen in a note, a phone call, a Facebook message, a small gift, a gesture of kindness, and so many other ways. Expressing gratitude is not about an expense, but rather an investment, especially an investment of a little bit of time to say thank you or I appreciate you. So with the Thanksgiving holiday just around the corner as we're recording this podcast, what better time to polish our own attitude of gratitude in our businesses than right now? So I am excited for you to hear from these three leaders today whom I consider gratitude experts. They will each be sharing their ideas from years of boots-on-the-ground experience in sharing gratitude in their own direct sales businesses. So be prepared to take notes as you listen and then take action on all that you will learn. And a note, as with all of our conversation podcasts, the ideas that you're going to hear today will be generic in nature based upon each leader's own personal experiences and their own companies. So please, please be sure to check with your individual company's policies and procedures prior to implementing anything you hear on our conversation today to be absolutely certain that you are in compliance with your company's policies. So with that said, let me begin by introducing you to our three direct sales experts. Let me first introduce you to Heather Gosma. Heather is a team director with the Longaberger Company and a new consultant with Your Inspiration at Home, a direct sales company originating in Australia. Heather's been with Longaberger for 27 years. 26 of those, Heather's been in a leadership position. Heather has 275 consultants on her Longaberger team. And Heather does about 3 to 4 shows a month, even at a top leadership level. I commend her for that. She is a charter member of Longaberger's Million Dollar Club and is close to a career of $2 million mark with 76 qualified personal recruits. Her hubby John and she have 3 grown married daughters and 6 wonderful grandchildren. And Heather loves that she can hit the road and take her business on the road with her to see her family and do shows while there. Heather and her hubby John live in Davenport, Iowa. So Heather, welcome to our conversation today.
Thank you, Beth. I'm just absolutely honored to be able to talk about something that I feel really passionate about. So thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely, Heather. Thanks so much. Next, we have Jessica Akers. Jessica is a star director with Scentsy. Jessica has been with Scentsy for 5 years, and she has 200 team members. Jessica has earned a number of awards with Scentsy, such as the Top Monthly Sales Award, Shooting Star Trainer Award, and Jessica has career lifetime sales of over $50,000. Jessica is married to her hubby, Matt, and they have 3 young daughters, ages 14, 11, and 3. She and her family live in Southwest Virginia near the beautiful Blue Ridge Parkway. So, Jessica, thank you so much, and welcome to our conversation today.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I'm really excited to connect with some more leaders and with everyone else on this podcast.
Thanks, Jessica. Our third leader is Wendy Gerlach. Wendy has been with Lemongrass Spa Products for almost 7 years, and she holds the title of National Senior Director. Wendy currently mentors a team of over 150 consultants. Wendy's goal is always to have 6 to 8 events on her calendar each month. She's had the privilege of earning a top spot in the company's Dynamic Dozen on several occasions, and also Wendy has received the honor of being crowned the Lemongrass Lady of the Year in 2010. This award, by the way, is given by Heidi Liest, who is the owner of Lemongrass Spa, who hand-selects one leader each year who shows exemplary customer service, as well as offering outstanding mentoring and leadership skills to her team, and the one who's actively engaged in community service and organizing fundraisers for various charities and organizations. Wendy has been married to hubby Vaughn for 13 years. They have a 12-year-old daughter, Katie, who is the joy of their life. And Katie and Wendy have enjoyed Bible study fellowship studies together for many years. Wendy and her family live in Moorhead, Minnesota. So, Wendy, welcome to our conversation today.
Thank you so much, Beth. It's just an absolute joy to be here with you today.
Thanks, Wendy. You know, you can see that our experts have a wealth of experience in direct sales, and especially in the area of customer service, and they are eager to share their ideas with you. So, let's kick off our conversation today on the attitude of gratitude by turning to Heather Gosma. Heather, you have been in direct sales now for over 27 years, and that tells me that you have literally thousands of hosts and customers and consultants on your team that you have served. So what are some of the ways, Heather, that you express an attitude of gratitude as you serve?
Well, thank you, Beth. This is something I feel really passionate about. A lot of people ask me why I would do this for 27 years. I think that direct sales gives each of us an opportunity to build relationships that very quickly become lifelong relationships, whether it's with a customer, whether it's with, in my case, a basket maker, somebody who actually makes the products and I can know them personally, our company people, fellow associates, just all the way around. And I think it's something that begins and needs to be a genuine gratitude that comes from within you. It's just absolutely something wonderful. One thing I also love is that it's the one thing that we do that does last a lifetime, and it's really almost free. It's not like having to invest a lot of money in anything else, but if you are genuinely grateful for the people that you interact with, it just kind of flows, and I think that is a wonderful thing. One thing that has really helped in the last few years, I think, has been social media, and I don't really do a lot of advertising of my product so much. I do have a business page and try to keep all that information there, and will occasionally put out some sort of a little trigger thing that will get people to go to my page. But what I really like to do is get on Facebook. I would have to admit sometimes it's more than once or twice a day. But I love to read what my friends are doing. And, you know, it's so easy to just hit the like button. And I don't know about the rest of you that are on Facebook, but very often if I go back and I see something I've posted and I see, wow, 25 likes, I usually click on that to see who took the time to say, wow, I agree with you, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that when a friend posts something, a customer or maybe a recruit lead or something like that, and you're hitting like, and they see that you're doing that, that is also helping to build that relationship. Mm-hmm. Photos of their grandchildren or their children or trips or a wedding or just these other things that are part of their life. Because to me, I think it's important that we show them that we care about them as a person first and foremost. And if we do that, we can build relationships, and those relationships do pay off in sales. But it's keeping in mind that gratitude more than I'm doing this to get a sale or I'm doing this to get a booking. And so that's kind of the mode of operation that I have. I do keep a list of those people and other things that happen during a week. And Monday mornings after our prayer call is, and because of course that brings forth other messages as well, I spend the rest of my Monday morning reaching out with just a little handwritten note or something to someone. I know that this is a wonderful thing to do. When my mother-in-law passed away just a few weeks ago, I probably got 75 cards from customers who had seen it in the paper and just sent a little note saying they were thinking of me. So I know that that gratitude and that reaching out in friendship and support is really does make a big difference in the long run. One example was this week, this Monday, I had a good customer, but she doesn't buy all the time, and it's been a while since she's bought, who had hip surgery. And we had been emailing back and forth and sending prayers her way and so on. And she was one of the people that I sent a little message to on Monday morning. And last night when I came home from my show, here was a message from her thanking me for the sweet note and telling me that she had about 6 different things that she needed to order for Christmas gifts for people in her family. You know, and I mean, that was not at all my intention, but it came through. So that was really special. So I think that basically with gratitude, caring is really more important than actually gifting. Just showing that genuine care, and that's something that everybody, whether they're a brand new consultant or not, can do.
I'm thinking, Heather, that you probably have a stack of cards handy at all times. Am I right?
I do. I absolutely do. A bigger stack than it should be. I need to be sending.
Well,
sending
I think that's a great way. I think it's a great way to be prepared, and that's a good message, you know, to everyone to remember to have a stack of a variety of cards, because you mentioned whether it's somebody who's sick or, you know, somebody who just needs a card to brighten their day or for, you know, a new baby, a wedding, a birthday, you know. And I know there's a company called Send Out Cards that you can also kind of do them automated or you know, go online, I should say, and do the cards, and they'll send them out. Any way you look at it, though, it's about being prepared, and I appreciate that about you, Heather, that you are prepared, whether it's the physical cards that you keep on hand or whether it's, you know, somebody who goes online and does it, you know, through Send Out Cards or something such as that. That just speaks to me today right now to be better prepared that way. I also love, Heather, that you had mentioned about special events that you oftentimes put together for your customers and hostesses. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's not always just a huge event or even sometimes I will just gather maybe 8 or 10 together for lunch. And of course, we Longaberger people have done lots of bus trips because it's always fun to have that good camaraderie on a bus and go out and watch our basket makers make our great baskets or see the big basket, which always wows everybody the first time they do that. But it's the camaraderie that happens on the bus and the hotel and so on that also builds that thing. And so that's a wonderful thing. But just even a small group, not just sending out an email saying, you know, I'm having an open house or even a huge hostess appreciation event. It could be a small group, maybe just some of the people that really supported you the most that month. And then they meet each other, and I think that as they build that friendship, you see a whole group kind of growing together, and that's fun through the years as well. Another thing that I do that doesn't really cost me a lot is when I do have my open houses, I try to make sure that everybody gets some sort of an opportunity. And one thing I use are little scratch-off cards where I just buy the little cards and then I can, or the little stickers that you stick on over the little circles. Maybe some of the rest of you do that. But I will have things like, today your shipping is free, or take 10% off your purchase or whatever. And they scratch off the one that's marked on their card, and then that's just a little extra bonus for them. Sometimes it might be a little dollar door prize or something like that, but very often it's something that I didn't have to go out and buy and invest a lot of money in. But I think that also shows them that every single one of them does matter.
That's a cute idea. And it's something special. Everybody likes a little scratch-off card, and that you planned that to have something, just something small, but yet something that is a surprise. That's a sweet idea to do. I know after you do vendor fairs and such, again, you're good about notes. I so appreciate that.
I need to be even better about that than I am, but I try.
Well, again,
it's always in the back of your mind. You know, if you're always thinking gratitude, if you're always thankful for just even that person who stopped and didn't go by where you were standing and talked for just a few minutes. You know, if you can make a little note about something they talked about, maybe they, you know, there was. It doesn't have to even be a product, but just let them know that you were listening to them and that you really appreciated them. In the long run, I really believe all that comes back, and it makes you feel good. And I just think getting our focus on that other person just in the long run brings much greater rewards than if we're always just focused on getting that booking or finding that recruit lead or whatever it is. We sometimes, when we get so focused on those things, we miss that person, that real person that is there that we could become a good friend with.
Well, and I think it's also that, you know, people who are listening may be thinking, you know, I want to do that, but, you know, they just don't make the time. And that's what your message to us today, you know, is that we all have the same 24 hours in a day, just like you do, but you set aside specific time to send your notes, you write down the names of people that you're going to send notes or cards to, you know, those types of things. Also, you'd mentioned about, you know, you pick up the phone and you call and leave messages for your team members to congratulate them or to, you know, praise them on some kind of special recognition. Again,
it doesn't even have to be much. I was going to say, for example, right now, as we're working toward month end here, and I get a little bit paranoid about watching stats come in every hour or 2 hours or whatever. But when the stats change, you know, and somebody has sent something in, even if it's fairly small, you know, taking a second to just call and say, you know, that was great. I see that you sent in some sales here, and, you know, very often you're going to get their answering machine, so it doesn't take that long to do.
Right. Yeah, or those who can text them. You know, you can even send a quick text or leave that message on purpose. A message is good because sometimes the rest of the family hears it, and that's a good thing
that
it's a message of praise. So, Heather, your message to us is, you know, that you make the time. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but that you are very purposeful and get that stack of cards, get that list of names, and you make it a priority. And I just so appreciate. Thank you, Heather, for sharing those ideas with us today.
You're welcome, Beth.
Well, let's turn next to Jessica Akers. Jessica, you are a busy mom with three young girls to corral on a daily basis. Plus, you have an active personal business and a team that you support, yet you still make time to share gratitude with your customers. So, Jessica, would you share some of the ideas that really work well for you?
Sure, and I want to start out by saying when I first began with direct sales, I tried a couple of companies before I found the one that worked for me. But when I first started, I was only 21 years old when I started in direct sales. And I thought at first that I needed to try to present myself kind of the way a big corporation would, that everything needed to be really professional and really, you know, kind of, you know, strict and orderly. But what I found is that interjecting my personality and, you know, making it more of a small home business and letting my customers and my hosts see that is so much better than trying to be something that I'm not. So putting my personality into my gratitude for my hostesses and my customers I'm not sure if maybe if everybody's on Facebook, they have probably seen a fun little note. I wish I could remember exactly what it says, but there's an image that's been posted from company to company that says, when you buy from a small home business, you're helping a mom put food on the table. You are helping a little girl have dance lessons. You are, you know, and it keeps listing all of these things, and it says you're not buying a third vacation home for a CEO. And that's so true. So to tell my customers honestly and sincerely, thank you so much for your order this month. I appreciate you so much. You're helping me pay for braces for my oldest daughter. Or, you know, thank you so much that it brings tears to my eyes. It just makes me so emotional that I'm so sorry. This is so crazy that I'm going to cry.
That's okay. It's good. This is the heart. This is the heart of all three of you on this call, and that's why I wanted you on. Yeah, I appreciate that. I do.
It really is special to share that with people so that they know they're not just, you know, one of a trillion customers that are handing you, you know, $30 for a Christmas gift. For them to know that they really are supporting you and making a difference in your life, that's really special to customers, and they do appreciate that. So a few different ways that I let customers know that is when I am the one delivering a party order, I'm sure to put a personalized handwritten note in each bag. And I have something that I just print off that has my contact information, and it has, you know, if you're interested in making dollars with Spence, please contact me. And it, you know, it gives a few different little tips about, you know, booking parties and stuff like that. But then on the back of that, I always write their name, myself, and write a little note. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your order. Hope you're having a great, you know, whatever season it is. Or, you know, I try to remember something personal about them and write it on the back of that note. And I think that makes a difference. People realize that I took the time to write that note rather than to just throw something generic in every bag. Another thing that I like to do that I actually learned from Beth, and I'm so glad that I did, is smile and dial. And I used to think that thanking someone the night of the party or thanking them in their bag with their note was enough, but it really isn't anymore, and I'm glad, because when I take the time to call customers, especially our company has had a really neat sale going on, so I've had a lot of customers ordering online that I didn't get to interact with at all in person, and so calling them has led to so many referrals and so much, you know, so many reorders. And I always try to tell my team, stop trying to sell things, stop trying to book parties, stop trying to recruit people, and just start making friends. And that is just really, really important. So smile and dial is the number one tip that I have ever gotten from Beth. And I am really glad that I just bit the bullet and started dialing, because it's really awkward at first. It is for most people. Even me, I'm really outgoing, and I usually don't have a hard time talking to people at all. I've never met a stranger, but for some reason, making those calls, it just feels a little awkward. But doing it is really, really good, and I'm always really thankful after I've done it. So the last thing that I really want to share, and I actually didn't even tell Beth that I was going to share this, but my customers all know that each month I do one fundraiser. And people will come to me and say, I know a family who had a house fire. I know a family whose child was diagnosed with, you know, one of, you know, such and such illness, one of so many that are just prevalent, and they know that they can come to me and ask for help, and I've been able to give back to my community so many times through that monthly fundraiser, and I just open a fundraiser on my website, and when I have outside orders that don't go to a specific party hostess, or someone just says, hey, what's your fundraiser this month? I'm going to go place an order. I try to post a story about it on Facebook or send out an email to my customers and let them know something special about the family or the individual that the fundraiser is for in the month. And then at the end of the month, I get to close the party And the commission that I make from those specific orders, I get to donate that to, you know, whoever the individual was that was getting the fundraiser for the month. And that has been a really great way for me to connect more with my customers and my hosts because they know that they can come to me and say, you know, tell me when they find a need in the community. And it's just really, it really warms my heart to be able to write those checks and look back at the end of the year and see, oh gosh, look, we helped this person and that person, and that's really, really special. It's a really great way to show I'm so thankful that I get to be a stay-at-home mommy and I don't have to miss, you know, school parties and events and stuff like that. So that's a really great way for me to be able to give back and show my customers how much I appreciate their purchases.
Oh, Jessica, I love that. And I love that monthly fundraiser idea and the gratitude that you express, you know, not only in giving to whatever that need is, but also to allow your customers to be a real active part of that and your gratitude toward them. And I also so appreciate, you know, from a perspective of a mom with kidders, you know, how you make sure that you thank your guests and customers and let them know, hey, you know, you're helping us put braces on our daughter or whatever it is. You know, that personalizes, you know, that gratitude, and it really makes that other person feel even better that way. So, you know, calling and saying thank you, you know, it's to hear a person say that is wonderful. The notes are great as well, but boy, really personalizing it and having that relationship, that's a great message, Jessica, and that's the key to that gratitude is letting them know that you see them and acknowledge them as a person and you connect with them. So, Jessica, thank you so much for sharing those ideas today. So next, let's talk with Wendy Gerlach. And Wendy, you also have a busy schedule with a full-time job and your family and, of course, your personal business and your team. So you, though, have made gratitude a priority, and you really hone in on knowing your customers. So would you share some of your gratitude tips with us?
I'd be happy to, Beth. First, I just really want to acknowledge these other two girls on the call. I am so inspired by you and your love of people. So thank you for doing what you're doing in the parts of the country in which you are. I want to share a quote from Maya Angelou first that says, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And I think that that is such an important thing for us to remember as we are working with people. We know that love is a verb, and it means that you take action. So when we are loving on our customers, we are doing it with action, whether it's sending notes in the mail or putting together fundraisers. I've done many of the things that the girls talked about on the call. I want to be real specific about a couple of things that I do a little bit differently. In regards to giving a note, sending a note to my hostess, when I go to a show, I like to start my show with giving the hostess a gift, a small gift, and then I give her a thank you card that I present to her by reading it out loud in front of the guest. I also read what I wrote on the card, and I pass it around, and I encourage each guest to write a personal note about an attribute that they see in that host that's important to them, or maybe how they've changed their life. If it's somebody that's come along as a guest to the guest, just, hey, thanks for letting me come and be a part of this. That becomes something that she gets to tangibly look at and remember that evening in such a special way. So that's a really fun thing that I like to do at my shows. Another thing that I like to do, and I have the privilege of being in a real hands-on business with Lemongrass Spa Week, soak feet, we love people with hand makeovers, that kind of thing. And I love to show my gratitude to each of my hostesses by personally massaging their feet, rubbing their feet after they do the foot soak. I apply the scrub, I apply the balm. And give them some nice, snuggly socks. That's usually one of the gifts that I give to my hostesses, is some of those comfy spa socks to put on, and just really love on them in that way. And where was Jesus but at the feet of his people? So that's such a privilege that I am able to serve them in that way. I have had the opportunity to put together some fun little online parties, too. I have a dear customer friend who's been battling breast cancer for the last 4 years. Chemotherapy every couple weeks for 4 years. She has been through all of it. And I've a couple different times put together fundraisers for her and just gone to her house and blessed her with a basket overflowing with natural skincare products that she can use, because you don't want to be dumping all those chemicals all mm-hmm. over your body when you're already filling it with so many toxic things as you're going through chemotherapy. So just to see the tears of appreciation and gratitude that people would love her enough to do that for her, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to be a part of that. Mm. Another thing that I like to do for my customers that order directly through me, if they call and they're placing an order, I love to put an extra little surprise in their package, so when it shows up on their door, they have an extra little gift with that, hey, thanks for your support of my business, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. For those that order online from me, and, you know, that just comes in your back office and a shopping cart, boy, aren't we lucky that we can do business while I'm at the park with my daughter, or I'm at a, you know, band concert of hers, and the money comes in. We are so blessed to be in direct sales. But those folks I love to send an occasional little gift to as well, like our sampler packet of some of our favorites that we have. So they get a lip balm and a body polish and a lotion, you know, just in a little trial size or a travel size thing. That's kind of fun to do, too. So just any way that, like you said earlier, that it's not about expense, but it's about investment. Yeah. And really paying attention to what is going on in their life. What's happening in their world, being tuned in to what's happening with them, and not necessarily so that we can react to what's going on, but that we have the opportunity to respond mm-hmm. to what's happening in their yeah. life. I know I have another dear customer of mine who was sharing with me about a guy whose son was in the hospital. He had cystic fibrosis and was awaiting a double lung transplant, a sixth grade little boy. And they waited for months and had several dry trials where they said, hey, we think it's a go, and then they prepped him for surgery, and then the lungs weren't viable. Oh. And this family went through it time after time after time. Oh. And so my customer and friend was going to go down and see her, and I said, might I give you some things that you can take and just love on her while she's in the midst of chaos. Mm-hmm. So I sent foot soaks, and we know that in the hospital you have those little bins, those little wash basins that you get those little pink tubs. Mm-hmm. So they sat down there and they soaked feet and just took a moment to pour back in, because we as women are so busy pouring out, we don't often take time to pour back in.
Yeah.
So to be able to love on people where they are, I really think is what gratitude is all about.
Well, amen, Miss Wendy. Oh, my goodness. I love it that, of course, you've got a product where you literally at your parties, you're soaking people's feet. You know, you're definitely doing that. You're serving from that perspective. But everybody, no matter what their product line, we serve them with the products. Yeah. And, you know, it's all three of you have said it's not about the selling and the booking and the recruiting. It's really about the serving and building those connections and relationships and caring about the people. And, Wendy, thank you for sharing that message. Love how you do your thank you note. I hope everybody heard that and made note of that right away, that you do your hostess thank you card, you read it out loud at the beginning of your party, and then you pass it around for each of the guests to then also write a note, and then that stays, of course, with the hostess. What a wonderful way to not only you show gratitude, but get others there to immediately mm-hmm. show gratitude. What a just a sweet, sweet gift. So, Wendy, thank you. Thank you for sharing what you do and the heart that you do it with. Just mm-hmm. wonderful ideas. Mm-hmm. I know that the listeners have heard wonderful, amazing, incredible, helpful information, such value. So thank you so much to Heather Gosma and Jessica Akers and Wendy Gerlach for sharing your advice and your lessons that you've learned on gratitude, so that everyone who's listening can follow suit, can take these ideas, can use them as a springboard for their own ideas and really thrive this fall. And I want to encourage you, our listeners, to design an action plan of 3 or 4 steps to take even even today to enhance your serving and your expression of gratitude to your customers. Identify three or four things that you will do based upon what you have heard on this podcast and really start to make that difference. You know, it's been said that the woodcutter who stops to sharpen his axe cuts more wood. So thank you for stopping by our Lessons from Leaders conversation today to sharpen your axe with these important ideas. And be sure to check back right here for future conversation podcasts with more direct sales experts right here at spiritofsuccess.com. And by the way, if you are looking for additional ways to see significant results in your direct sales business, especially if you are in leadership, be sure to contact me about our Leadership Business Coaching Sessions. Now is a perfect time for us to partner together to help you reach the promotion goal that you are seeking or to solve the leadership challenges that you have been facing. I offer a free 15-minute leadership strategy session call for those of you who are seriously considering coaching. It's kind of like a test drive to see if it is the right thing that you want to do. So connect with me, Beth at spiritofsuccess.com. Well, you know, now that your axe has been sharpened, it is time for you to start chopping wood. So until our next conversation, this is Beth Jones Shaw. Thank you so very much.